Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Two of Iowa's Democratic members of Congress are calling on Governor Kim Reynolds to issue a stay-at-home order as the state confirms more cases of the novel coronavirus. U.S. Representative Cindy Axne issued a letter this week calling for the statewide mandate, and U.S. Representative Abby Finkenauer issued one last week. They are among a chorus of voices calling on Reynolds to take more aggressive action limiting Iowans' social interactions in an effort to stem the spread of COVID-19. Iowa currently has more than 425 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, and six Iowans have died. There are four cases in Woodbury County. Nebraska is reporting 153 cases of COVID-19 and three deaths. South Dakota has 101 confirmed cases of the virus. And South Dakota lawmakers met into the early morning hours today to pass temporary emergency measures as the state braced for the onset of the global COVID-19 pandemic. In an unprecedented move, lawmakers used conference calls to remotely convene and vote on legislation that laid out parts of the Republican Governor Kristi Noem's strategy for limiting the spread of the coronavirus while keeping some semblance of economic activity in the state. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in southeast South Dakota continued to grow on Monday as the state health department classified Yankton County as being minimal to moderate risk for community spread of the novel coronavirus. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.